Hi, Diva. That's to you, Annie.
Oh, God. It's saying I'm trying to reconnect and that I don't have a stable. Hi, Diva.
Hi, Diva. Ninth time's the charm. Oh, it's good to laugh. It's good to be free. I'm drinking a Haywell Energy and Focus. Did I take you to out whenever, or actually bleep that, because I'm open to corporate sponsorships with them.
Okay.
I went to this little boutique grocery store in search of a yerba mate.
Okay.
Because that is all that I wanted this morning. They did not have yerba mate, and that makes me sick. If you're a like boutique, like upscale, like Whole Foods adjacent grocery store, and you don't have yerba mate, that's violence.
Yeah. Do you like it sweet or unsweetened?
I like it sweet.
Well, you know what I like, how I like to drink my caffeine in the morning?
Matcha.
I like to drink matcha, no milk, no sugar, on ice.
Oh, this makes me sick. I hate cricket. That's absolutely disgusting. Also, the fact that they're a wig matching your hair exactly is hanging on the wall behind you is so insane.
I do want to say really quickly about the wig, really quickly, is that I was taking a certification test for substitute teaching and they asked me to remove the wig from the background.
That rocks.
Okay, that's all I had to say.
So our first guest is one of our favorite comedians. Whenever I lived in LA many moons ago, the very first open mic that I ever went to in Los Angeles, I think I tell our guest this story before, I can't remember. It was Rachel Friedland's open mic. Couldn't tell you where it was at the time, but I went with my, I was like so scared. I'd never been to an open mic in LA. And so I took my friend from college and it was just, you know, I mean, it was an open mic, so it was hell. And then this performer goes up to the mic. Some of the craziest things I've ever heard. This performer just starts screaming about how their pussy smells like gasoline. That wasn't you?
No, it was. It was.
I was like, I swear to God, it was you.
That sounds like me.
I was going to say, the first time I saw this performer was at Piggy Time, where you were doing that bit where you had a ghost dragging you across stage while you tried to do stand-up. And I said, surely this person's on ABC or on a primetime Fox show. I said...
On Fox News. Surely this person's a talking head on Fox News.
Yeah. Looks like you stole our hearts, Orin. Am I frozen?
Producer entering the chat. Annie's video has dropped. We're unable to display this camera and mic.
Oh, no.
Well, Orin, we're so excited to have you. We literally, whenever like Annie and I were like conceiving the pod and we were like, who's the first guest going to be? We literally said like same time, no hesitation, Orin.
Oh my gosh. You guys know I'm unwell.
What are you up to? How are you doing? How's your day?
Well, I was 15 minutes late because I was crying. But it all worked out. It was one of those situations where I was doing yoga like I do every single morning of my entire life. Mm. And yep, that's right. That's why I have the splits on both sides. And all of a sudden I was like, you know, my neck and head feel weird. And then I was like, oh, I'm about to freak out. I'm about to cry. So, but now I'm doing great. And I have some thoughts about the yerba mate thing.
Okay, yeah, let's get into this. What are your thoughts on yerba mate?
I love it. I think it's great. It's like crack. Like, if you drink a whole can of it, you go crazy. Where'd Annie go?
Hi, this is Annie's higher self. You will notice that I went through some technical difficulties on this episode, but do not worry. Next week, I will be coming back fully aligned, and all of my tech also will be fully aligned with my heart, mind, body, and soul.
Can I my God. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I wanted to find a way to make it about me today.
So I think, Oren, we're so excited to get to the meat and potatoes of the convo. So what we're wanting to do is just talk about, like, we have, like, sort of three little segments, mind, body, spirit. And we kind of sort of started talking about this a little bit, like, with your yoga practice. Would you say, like, for you, like, yoga is, like, more for, like, your body or, like, your mind for you?
Well, which is which, right?
Well.
Don't even get me started on body mind.
Of course.
To answer your question, really, that is my answer.
I think that's an amazing answer. do you like Pilates or just yoga?
I don't do Pilates like at a studio, but I mean, I do ab workouts all the time and I'm very interested in my deep core. So, I mean, I think I love Pilates. I just don't have, you know, $30 a day for it, but.
Exactly.
It's kind of obscene. Even to do yoga, I mean, to even go to a yoga class. No,
I just do it in my room. I have my own practice because that's how long
that's
I've
been
doing
it. That's the way it
should be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Private practice.
I turn the heat on in my room, make it into a hot yoga studio.
Yeah, hot yoga. One time Jacob and I went to a Y7 class together in 2019 and I didn't realize 5 minutes into the class because they like locked the fucking door and I was like, oh my God, I have broccoli cooking at home. And I was like, I can't leave. Like I felt like I was not allowed to leave. So I was like, I'll just let the broccoli keep cooking. And then also he didn't ask for a towel. So he was like slipping all over the mat.
Oh no, they shouldn't have let you do that. They should have like made you have a towel. That's on them.
I know.
I do think I lied whenever they were like, have you done hot yoga before? And I was like, obviously, who do you think I am? Okay. So for what I've been doing for my mind this week, I'm actually very glad Oren, you specifically are here because Annie wanted you to be part of this conversation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for context, this is the only season of it I've ever watched. I'm obviously very aware, like, culture as, like, a cultural, like, moment of, like, Scandoval. But I started watching this season of Vanderpump Rules. And for my mind, I think I don't think it's worth it. I'm not interested. It's been so boring. And here's my thoughts before, like, we get into it. And obviously, I understand, like, in real life, Sandoval is like the villain of all villains, but in the TV show, honestly, I'll say it, I think Ariana is the villain, but because she's making it to where the cast like can't ever interact and like they can't have like scenes together. She's trying to be a producer rather than a person on a reality television show. And that's my hot take.
She's trying to have boundaries. She's trying to have boundaries.
But she's on a reality TV show. That's the whole point. Okay, that's her job.
But she doesn't control anybody. These people are all deciding to listen to her. And she could just say, I don't want to be there. You can be there if you want. And then a lot of these people, like Sheena, are little BBs. And they can't handle disappointing
somebody. But Sheena's the only one bringing in. Sheena's the only one, like, making anything, like, interesting happen on the show. Because Ariana should have, like, I loved her reunion look. I didn't watch the reunion from last season, but I loved her look.
Yeah.
That's what this season should be for her, is she gets, like, really fucking hot. She enters into a throuple with a gay couple. She just, like, glows up, and, like, she's not giving us anything other than being, like, I don't like him, but I'm choosing to live with him, and I don't know. It's just boring. It's so boring. I'm sorry.
But you also haven't watched any other seasons.
That's
the problem.
This is the thing. That's your problem, is that, because yeah, if I was coming into this having never watched any of the other seasons, I'd be like, what's happening? But yeah, if you are tuned in, if you're looking for all the different ways that narcissism can present in a person and in a friend group, if you're like psychoanalyzing everyone because you've known them intimately for like 12 years, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. It's the opposite of boring.
You just can't be like, he's not that bad. If you have seen his years of how toxic he was.
He is so scary. He is so scary.
I completely agree with you. I'm not saying Tom is like not
and
a narcissist.
He's hot and I'm into him.
Well, I completely and wholeheartedly disagree there.
And he's hot and I want to be with him.
I'm like not saying he's like not a narcissist. He's like the most narcissistic person on the show. But that's the thing. I am watching a show and Tom is giving me a show.
That's
true. As narcissistic as he is, and he's like, is Satan himself, but he's giving me TV, and that's what I want. Ariana's not giving me TV this season.
Yeah, but she had to give you TV last season. If you had watched last season, she was giving TV.
Then take a season off.
She's doing the best she can, and she's letting other people do what they want.
Well, then she needs to step up if this is the best she can.
The thing is, you need to watch Lala and shit. So you're just acting like Ariana because she's at the crux of the scandal. You're demanding a lot from her. But, like, we've had people act worse than her, and yeah. You haven't watched it.
Lala's bringing it, too. And also, I feel like Lala said about how what she went through is worse. I'm like, that's actually true, though. What you went through is worse. I know. It just wasn't on TV like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I agree that Sandoval's bringing it. That's why I think he's hot. That's why I'm into him. That's why I want to be with him.
So, what exactly is the appeal for Sandoval sexually, physically, for you?
Number one, I like the way he looks. I always have. Number two, I'm attracted to narcissists, I suppose, is what I keep learning about myself, is that charisma, uniqueness, what's the other one?
Nerve and talent.
I'm just like really into that. The way they bring it, I'm like, confuse me. Do it to me. Ruin my brain.
Have you gotten to meet him in person? Because I know you met Schwartz. Have you gotten to like embrace Sandoval at all?
No, I've never met Sandoval. And if I did, I'd pass out, I'd throw up all over him.
My friends went to Schwartz and Sandy on Friday night and he was there.
He was there.
And yeah, he was there with Jax. And
oh my God.
And were they doing karaoke?
They were just like at the bar and Jax was fully wearing all of his merch for his new bar. Like for the Jax's.
Jax is so gross.
Also, wait, why is it called Jax's? It should just be called Jax.
Right.
Right?
Jax's.
I think he's trying to work with the weird plural of his name already. Because a Jax sounds like S.
No.
Jax. Right.
Oren, I want to hear about your experience meeting Schwartz.
There's an amazing picture where we like took a picture together and he's like touching my face. Like I was a little drunk and I pulled him in like really, like I was like holding him really tight. Cause I
it's
was
giving like sorority. It's giving like sorority
oh
party.
My God.
And... yeah. His hand is on my face. I grabbed his waist. It was really cute. He was so nice. And then I got drugged.
Whoa.
And then I was throwing up for like 15 hours. So
do you think it was Schwartz?
Well, people always ask that. I go, I don't know. There's no way for me to know.
You don't. There's no way.
No, I don't think it was Schwartz. But I was looking really hot that night. I was dressed up like a girl. I was running all around, not watching my drink. And yeah.
Oh my God.
You're basically saying, you know, I was dressed this way.
I was dressed like a
like
slut.
Like blaming yourself.
I mean, I am to blame.
That does lead in. I began watching The Valley, and it's kind of interesting that we're paralleling Vanderpump. Oren,
I haven't watched it yet, but I am planning on it.
You guys, I can't believe I'm saying this, but what is The Valley?
And I have no idea. I think I live there, technically.
That's what I was going to say, though. Like, what falls into The Valley? Because I don't understand.
Well, that's my question, because I'm kind of like on the edge of Glendale, so I don't think I'm
okay.
In the valley like that.
I'm on the edge of Glendale.
I hate the valley. I think it's disgusting.
Whenever I lived there, they were getting ready to like completely transform North Hollywood. And there was going to be like a Trader Joe's.
Oh,
and like, did that ever happen?
I mean, go ahead, put a Trader Joe's there. See if that works. You're still Boston. Oh, wow, Trader Joe's. You can't get produce there. All the meat's nasty.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like this Trader Joe's conversation kind of perfectly leads us into the next phase of the convo. It was like talking about like the body.
I can't shop there. I can't shop there, not because
really?
I think it's a bad place, but
well, I think it's
I
a bad
literally
place.
Realized. I can't go there to do my regular grocery shopping because I'm coming home with like the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
Oren, you can speak to this because Oren kind of led me into this journey of I've been really taking sugar out and I feel incredible. And I still have it from time to time, but all the dips in there.
They're candy snacks.
orange, sunflower oil, safflower oil. We're not supposed to be having that.
No, no.
Yeah.
No. Canola oil? Why the does this hummus have canola oil in it? Why would you do that to it?
We just got a note from our producer, for people that are in New York listening to this, that you can get the cheapest butter in New York City is at Trader Joe's. So that's a high quality.
Go off, get your butter.
I think if you need buttermilk and eggs and stuff like that, but I don't think I'll ever go in there and then not get distracted by, you know, the razzle and dazzle.
Yeah, it is all like a performance. It's you go to Trader Joe's for the theater of a grocery store, not for the actual groceries, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
I will say whenever I went to Trader Joe's like a few months ago, there was like randomly like an Irish cashier. It was sort of like deep in like the like my sister stuff, and he was like asking with like his like Irish accent, which I won't replicate, like what have you been up to lately, and I was kind of trying to just like, you know, skirt around it, and he was like, oh no, what have you been up to lately, and I was like, well, you know, every day is a nightmare, and this is the first time I've been grocery shopping in 3 months because my world's falling apart, and then he was just kind of like, okay, and then just silently bagged my grocery. He like had no follow-up. I was like, you pressured me into like this conversation and now you're just like bailing, like this is on you. I like take no
typical Irish.
I like inevitably always answer them real, like when they ask me how I'm doing, I can't lie, because I'm like, because the thing is, if you try to start to lie to them, it's like, you then it's awkward, because it's like I always tell them what I'm doing or how I'm feeling, and I don't think they ever want to actually know.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, like they're doing their job. I'm at a Trader Joe's, so I'm in a bad mood. So I'm I'm going to be blasting that through them.
I never feel connected to Source whenever I'm at Trader Joe's, I will say.
I'm
at Sprouts, my vortex is in the receiving mode. I am like...
Sprouts is the only place I shop. It is the only place I shop.
Have you been to the one out here in Alhambra?
No.
I think I used to Instacart at that Sprouts.
It's a vortex. It's just like I go in there. It's like I think the ceilings are really low.
Lethal.
I only go there to buy. I only go to buy my date syrup.
Oh my gosh! The one in Burbank is like literally like Wee Spa. It's like perfect.
Oh, people are cruising.
I am at least.
There's a really good Sprouts in Eagle Rock, like near the DMV. That's a really good Sprouts.
Good to know.
I do like Lassen's, but I know they're also kind of
I love
good.
Lassen's. I know they're like Christian and weird, but I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. They're like closed on Sundays and they like hate gay people or something. But I'm like, Chick-fil-A whatever. Vibes. This gay person is stealing protein bars by the handful.
I love that.
The smell of Lassen's is really good. It like really hits as a health food scent.
Oh my God. Those raw wraps. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. With the mango.
Yeah,
and the cabbage?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all the flavors. They're so...
I can't eat cabbage.
Why not?
Oh, like digestively?
Yeah.
Even if it's raw?
What if you cook it?
Oh,
raw is so much worse.
Raw is crazy, Orin. That's crazy.
Wait, for my body?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I have... And I hope I can get y'all's advice on this. I can feel my cardiovascular health being like tragically affected because of my caffeine intake.
Oh.
I'm like,
how
my
much
heart,
are you drinking?
400 milligrams a day. Like, cool, because I have to drink my Alani Nu pre-workout powder.
That's no, you like, don't. You don't have to do. You don't have to do pre-workout.
No, listen. If I do not take caffeine before I work out, I'm not gonna work out. And I need to work out for my mental health.
Is the endorphins, like, when I was a kid, I'd come home from school. Now, this is what I do. I'd wake up 5 in the morning, go to spin class at the YMCA, then go to school, then come home. I go, oh, Mom, I'm so tired. And she'd go, that's the perfect time to go for a run. is when you're tired. And while that was not okay, I now, as an adult, whenever I'm tired, I go, oh, I don't want to work out. I know 10 minutes into the workout, I'm going to be soaring. I'm going to be soaring.
Yeah, I've never experienced that in my life.
You just got to get going.
Really?
If I, no, here's the thing. I've like tried to go caffeineless at the gym. I will raw dog going to the gym. I will be like, I'm going to do like a little, like, you know, 5 minutes on the treadmill, just like get my blood flowing, sort of like adjust to being here. I do the 5 minutes on the treadmill and I'm like, I have to go home. And I just will leave.
Well, that's because treadmills are terrible. Don't do a treadmill.
They're boring.
Get on the exercise bike and put on the Real Housewives and just do it. Do it for 20 minutes.
Then I'll just go home. I promise if there's not like caffeine, like, okay, roaring through my veins, I just like cannot do it.
Well, I believe you.
I can't.
Well, then why don't, but okay, are you having other caffeine besides that? Like, why don't you just only have pre-workout?
Well, yes. And then also part of it too is that I have to work out in the morning. And right. So then like I kind of have the crash later in the afternoon and it's like I don't want to go to sleep. And so I need something to like keep me up so I can like keep going throughout my day. And so then I'll go to for a yerba mate, or right now I'm drinking
a yerba mate in the afternoon.
Hey, yeah. Well, I can drink caffeine at 9 p.m. and still go to sleep at a normal time.
That's so like the fire that you can go to sleep, your body's still pumping it through.
Jacob, I'm actually on the same page as you. I drink a lot of caffeine all day long because mm-hmm. I need the speed. I have a need for
so speed. How do we – exactly. And also here's the – it like to also like acts like as like an antidepressant for me in a way that like SSRIs have never worked for me. Like they work amazing for some people. They've just never worked for me and my home and my family and my business. And I just like it. That's what like keeps me going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like roiding on it all day, like absolutely raging, flying around, vacillating between the highs and the lows.
But how do I get off without having a heart attack? How do I find something that like gets me going other than just like pure source energy, I suppose, in the same way that caffeine does?
But I don't think you actually are going to have a heart attack. I think it's fine.
It feels like I feel like I tightness in my chest.
That's just anxiety. I think.
I mean, honestly, the reason why I used to drink so much more caffeine, and then once I got sober, caffeine became, when I would drink it, I would be like, it would be like a fucking drug. Whoa. Like, and I was like, oh my God. I would like break cups because I was doing the dishes so fast. Like, I was just like,
I've done that.
I was just like blasting text messages at like 1 p.m. and forgetting who I was texting and for what. And then I started reading about cortisol, and I started because I was waking up at 3 a.m.
Oh my God.
Every night.
We could spend a whole, we could do a round table on cortisol.
I'm waking up at 3 a.m. thinking, oh my God, I'm connected to like, it's a witch energy, like the witching hour. And then I read an article and they were like, no, your cortisol's dropping at 3 a.m. Like, that's what's happening.
Or maybe it's dropping because of the witching hour. Don't discount
I gotta plug my phone in since I'm doing this on my fucking phone. Body wise, I will say I've been just working out wise. I'm not even working out anymore. I'm just power walking with a weighted vest on. Oh. And I'm listening to investigative podcasts at the same time. And
what are they investigating?
A weighted vest?
Yeah, like 4 pounds. Nothing crazy.
Where did you get that?
Amazon.
You can just wait. You can just wear like Orange. A dog.
Yeah. And I'm walking around with my pit bull. Like, I look like a cop. Like, I'm just like walking around South Pasadena.
Do I need a weighted vest? Should I get one?
I'll link you, Orin. Oh, it's pretty great.
Wear that when I'm on my bike.
That's what I do. I do it on my bike too. Because I have PCOS, so they're like, I shouldn't be doing like high intensity shit. They're like, do it low.
Interesting.
Because the whole point is, when you have PCOS, if you're doing it high intensity, you're just causing stress. So then you get more symptoms because you're stressing. I didn't know this last year, Orin. I was drinking pre-workout, doing 45 minutes on a Stairmaster, and then I was also drinking pre-workout before going to a Pilates class.
No, like, 45 minutes on a Stairmaster.
That's wild.
It was really, I think back to last year and how like maybe volatile I was, combative.
You needed to learn to love yourself, because someone who's spending 45 minutes on a Stairmaster,
That's self-harm.
That is not someone who knows self-love.
Okay, but now I do.
Sort of transitioning from Annie looking like a police officer and self-love. Do we want to get into the spirit portion?
Yes.
So I just wanted to bring forward, I don't know how, like, if y'all experience the same thing, but it, like, so my apartment, like, is haunted. This is, like, not something that, like, I am, like, alone in. Like, several people have, like, said that they've seen things, or if they haven't seen something, they just, like, feel the energy. And Oren, Amy already knows this, but, like, I live in, like, a historic, like, Ukrainian cultural district. And so it's like really old buildings, really like cool, beautiful architecture, but always around the full moon, I like sort of like the shadow people emerge.
And was that last night? Was the full moon last night?
I believe it was last night, which was in Libra, which obviously, Libra vibes. I'm all air. but so yeah, I just like lately around like the full moon, specifically this one, I'm like, just like the shadow people are like kind of like just like zooming past while I'm doing laundry, and I'm like, okay, and I'm like, are in there
like you see them, like, you see them,
you feel it.
Sometimes I just feel it, and then other times it's just like, it's just like a flash. And then other people have seen like full like apparitions in my apartment. Like someone saw like a man like army crawling through the hallway. It's like, I'm not alone in this. And so my thing is, I don't feel like, it's not like a malevolent spirit or presence. It like is somewhere between neutral to benevolent. And actually the like little shadow people, the frequency I've been tuning into lately, with these little critters, I feel like they're feeling a little, and like, I kind of love this because it's like springtime, a little like mischievous, like a little, like little fairy like thing. Like, I think they're here to like play a couple pranks.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous.
So can anyone relate to that?
Yes.
I don't think my home has it inside. I think there's sometimes bad energy outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's about every 3 months a car crash outside of my house.
Oh my
there's
God.
A vortex. There's a vortex.
There's truly a vortex because Sean and I will drive and be like, sometimes when we're like, we're like, how does it happen? Like, I try to imagine how it could happen. So I'm like, this intersection's not crazy at all. And about every 3 months, I hear the screeching, and then a crash will happen right outside. So that's something else, I guess.
Oh my God.
But I do feel, when I stayed at your place, Jacob, in August, we didn't talk about this. I don't remember you ever telling me that ahead of time.
I intentionally withheld it from you because I knew you would have feelings about it.
Why do you think I could not sleep? I was trying to sleep in every room in your house. I couldn't sleep.
It's a very psychically charged place.
I felt like I would hear creaks a lot, like creaks in a way where you're like, oh, I kept thinking someone was walking into the room I was sleeping, or the area I was sleeping
in. No, there are like psychic forces at play in my apartment. Gosh. And here's the thing. I'm comforted by that. I'm comforted by being like,
clearly I wasn't.
Well, of course not. You were psychically disturbed the entire trip. But I like, I love knowing, like, as long as like they're not here to like, you know, like be evil. I'm like, this is your place as much as mine. Like, just because I'm the one alive doesn't mean like I have any more right to this. I'm not an imperialist colonizer of this space. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm here to share that I'm gentrifying the space.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a ghost, Oren?
When I was a little kid, I was like so psychic and always like tapped in and like.
I could tell that about you.
Yeah. And I, thank you. And I still.
I mean that earnestly.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, I still kind of am. Like, honestly, like a lot of times, like when I'm giving a massage, I will know what the person's thinking, but I'm like really humble. So I won't be like, haha, I know what they're thinking.
Can you give like an example?
Yes, I can. Like, one time, I'll give two examples that are both really good. One time I was working on my friend, and when I was working on his hamstring, I felt that he was feeling that he hadn't been touched in a long time. Like, I just knew that he was thinking that. And then after the massage, he was like, oh, when you were working on my leg, I got emotional because I was thinking about how I hadn't been touched in a long time.
Aww.
And I was like, whoa. Another time, and this is like a slightly different example, I was working on a friend and we had been in Greece together for the summer, like at one point in the summer. And at one point during the massage, just the image of this place we had been to in Greece, this like little beach, popped into my mind and I saw it really clearly. And after the massage, he was like, oh, at this one point, I just randomly started thinking about that beach and that day at that beach.
Whoa.
And that kind of happens like all the time.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And I also like, I'll have like the same dream as friends a lot, or like I'll dream about a friend. And so... Yeah.
How do you protect yourself psychically while you're doing such intimate body work with people? Can you set like psychic boundaries, or how does that work?
Like when I first started doing it, I was really bad at that, and people would leave and I would feel really overwhelmed with emotions that I knew were not mine. Like I would just be like, oh.
Yeah.
And then now I think it's just been because I've been doing it for like 5 years, like just having practice of being like, okay, like I'm separate from them. And sometimes it's even as simple, like if I start feeling myself getting enmeshed, just being like, Annie has red hair, I have blonde hair. Annie is tall, I am short. Just like really basic things that are like, our bodies are separate. Yeah. That'll help me just like stay in my own self. But it has taken, and just like knowing that I need to be taking care of myself, and I need to be in like a good grounded place before putting my hands on somebody. That's really helpful too, like not getting like frazzled.
Yeah.
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 How do you like sort of like center yourself like before you go into those like body work sessions?
Definitely like my daily stretching is a big part of just like everyday grounding. And then like honestly like cleaning my space and setting up. And then when the person is on the table, I leave and I go and I wash my hands. And while I'm doing that, I'll put like a hand on my chest and I'll just like take some deep breaths and just kind of like feel good before going in.
Yeah.
So there's like a little routine.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, as one of your clients, I can say it's great and it works.
Oh my gosh.
And if you're in LA, Oren's a great, what would you say, body work masseuse?
Like a body worker, I guess, or like massage therapist.
Yeah.
I love working on
you. So I'm tight. I'm fucking tight, babe.
How did you get into that?
When I first started dating my ex-boyfriend, he was just getting certified and I was like, oh, that seems like a good job to have. And I always thought, I was like, oh, I'm so awkward. I'm so bad with my hands. I'm so bad at touching people. And then I very quickly was like, no, I have a gift and I'm way better at this than he is. And then he got really jealous.
Talk more about that.
He got really jealous. He was always like, why do you have more clients than me, blah blah. I'm like, because people like me, bitch.
Yeah, also like you're so strong. If someone would ask me, I'd be like, go to their, like, look at them doing gymnastics and then imagine that power in their hands.
How do you feel like your gymnastics journey have there been any parallels with your gymnastics journey and sort of your psychic journey or your spiritual development?
Oh my gosh, yes, because I'm so bad at gymnastics. Like I'm literally, it takes me.
Well, one, don't say that about yourself.
Well, just hear me out. It takes me years to learn things that I see friends come in and learn in 2 weeks. Like it takes me so long, but that's kind of what I like about it is like, I really have to reckon with the parts of me that are like paralyzed by fear, that feel the need to be the best. And if I'm not the best, I want to quit. Like that, like perseverance is something that I'm coming up against like every single time I'm there. And I've really just gotten so in touch with like my perfectionism, my fear, my body, like I've had a total transformation in terms of my body and how I feel.
That's so great.
Yeah, gymnastics. And it's like something I love too. So it's like, oh, I keep coming back because I love it. And that's really powerful.
How long have you been doing it?
And like, oh my God, like so, like maybe like 6 years or something.
Wow.
Kind of a while. Yeah, you wouldn't know it. That's what I'm saying.
I am so inspired. But, like, whenever you post videos of you doing gymnastics, I think that is so cool.
Oh my gosh,
like, thanks. I'm obsessed with it.
Thanks, guys.
I do think it's like, yeah, it's so important to like have, I mean, especially if like, everyone here pursues comedy in this chat right now, but it's like having something that's like, because I don't know about you guys, but I think for all of us, maybe like starting out doing comedy, that was the enjoyable thing to do. Yeah. And then if it's like become more trying to pursue it as a career, then you're like, who am I?
Right, right. And it,
I've been really inspired by you with gymnastics too, where I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Like there doesn't have to be like, it can just be something you always wanted to do. And then you're like, why not? I'm an adult. I can decide that.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's possible to just like get better and better. Like just because you're kind of bad at something at first doesn't mean you can't like figure out what you're good at within it. Like, even though I can barely do a cartwheel, everyone says, like, I have the posture of a high elite gymnast because I'm all about the dance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we see that. We see that. And we can even see that right now.
It's all about the lines. You know?
I feel, I guess this is part of spirit, if we're still doing spirit, where I'm kind of, in terms of what you're saying, Orin, I'm starting to work with my dog to be an agility dog competitor. And I'm it's similarly where I'm like, I don't have any, I don't have, like, all I have is a dog. You know what I mean? And, but I'm working with her to get her, like, I have to really train her to not be reactive. And we all know she is reactive, but to get into those spaces. And it's something that I'm, like, intimidated by, but I'm also like, oh, I'm so excited about it. Because also it has nothing to do with, like, anything else in my life. Like, it doesn't have to do with comedy. It doesn't have to do with even like trying to make money. It's just this thing that I want to learn. I'm excited. I'm nervous.
That's so good. That I almost just started crying for some reason. I love dogs that can do tricks that are amazing. Like, it drives me crazy.
Because I work with a dog trainer just in general, and Jacob knows him, and he's just sort of, I think he's going to be on, we have to have him on the pod. It's going to be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But he's this incredible man that I met at a laundromat in 2018.
Tale as old as time.
I think I like to do that. But he was like, yeah, you can totally, because with the agility dog stuff, he was like, most of those dogs are actually like in crates at the competition. So it's not like they're going to be interacting as much. So actually, once I get her recall down, because she just has so much joy when she's doing all these tricks I do with her. And I'm like, okay, this could be good for both of us, and I'm really excited.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so cute.
Damn. Yeah, because whenever I see pit bulls doing agility, I'm like, that's so beautiful.
It's literally so beautiful. I think that they are such amazing dogs. Meanwhile, my dog pooping and peeing on the floor every day, biting me nonstop, put his paw in my eye this morning. Like, I let him do what he's demanding, peanut butter all hours of the day, and I'm giving it to him. Like, literally, he has now learned that if he just like stomps his little foot and like threatens to bark, I'm like, here, here. Like, doing the opposite of training my dog.
How long have you had your dog, Orin?
Like 3 years. He's so naughty.
How old is he?
He's so cute.
He's like 6 and a half.
Ugh. Whoa. Do you think he's your soul dog?
Yeah. Yeah. He's literally perfect for me. And we fight a lot, but that's kind of like what I need. Like, I need an outlet to be like, the thing that's wrong with you, the thing that's wrong with you is that I give you everything you want. Like, I'm yelling at him all the time, the most vile, abusive shit. But that, I need an outlet for that, you know?
Yeah.
Because
then
I'm picking him up, giving him kisses, going, I love you. And you know, I'm not perfect. Like,
you get to have kind of, you get to act out the play. You get to have that play with
exactly.
them, you know?
And then people don't have to deal with that. It's just the dog.
Well, Jacob, I just want to know if Fred is your soul dog.
Yeah, and does he behave?
I love Fred. Here's the thing. I will preface this by saying this. I love Fred more than anything ever, but he's not my soul dog.
Oh my
and he's in the room with me. No, I think my soul dog was the very first dog I ever had whenever I was like a kid. So that's what I mean. Like, that was like the one that like he used to I was like, whenever the school bus would like come to my house, my dog Scooby would like walk me down. He would like bite onto the strap of my backpack and walk me down to the school bus and then like wait at the end of the driveway until I came home.
That's too cute.
What kind of dog?
A yellow lab, because my parents are Republican, obviously. And also I made the discovery like recently that like I view myself as Fred's father, but, and I think this is part of our relationship issue, he thinks I'm his big brother.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. No, that's...
Does he behave generally, or is he naughty?
He loves screaming at the top of his lungs, what? Just sort of all the time.
How about you tell Oren what you put on every single time you leave? And if you leave three times in a day, you put it on and you start it over.
So
every time.
So Fred, he's a Sagittarius. He's a fire sign. He loves people. He loves traveling. He loves sound. He loves music. If I could escape and recreate.
Tell them what DVD you're putting on from the very beginning.
It's not a DVD. I use my Max subscription, and I put on the extended edition director's cut of the Two Towers, like the Lord of the Rings movie.
What?
because it's like 6 hours long, and so like usually I'm not like gone for longer than 6 hours, so like it'll be playing, it won't turn off, so just like put it on and like he has something to do, he has something to watch, and I say, okay Fred, I'm gonna put on your dragons.
No,
leave, and like he comes back and he's like, Sam's gay, you know.
But does it work? Do they need to watch TV?
Oh, I put Great British Baking Show on for Pearl, and she loves it.
Should I put on TV for my dog?
It would change everything. Well,
really?
Here's the thing. This is why I disagree with what Jacob's doing, because I'm like, you're not watching that show every day. But so I'm like, I put on a show I would watch, like reality TV or Great British Baking Show, that Pearl's accustomed to. So it's almost like she might think I'm there.
Oh, because now, Jacob, your dog is associating that movie with being sad when you're gone.
But I will, I like watch Lord of the Rings. I won't watch it, I obviously not every day. But like, and it's also something like I'll put on the Lord of the Rings music just like whenever I'm working though.
Okay. That actually, I didn't know that. Sorry, I didn't know that. On my honor.
Yeah.
Wait, I do have a quick question though, Jacob. How come you don't stop it? And then like if you go out again, start from where you stopped, why do you start it over if it's 6 hours long?
Fred really loves the opening credits.
It's like yelling fire.
It's like a dream sequence that like I think someone, I'm trying to remember how it starts, but like someone like dies like at the very beginning, but then they wake up and it's a dream and it's like And I'm just like, all right, Fred, I'll be back. I'm going to the Whole Foods hot bar.
I think Pearl's my soul dog. Pearl's my soul dog.
That's obvious.
And you were saying, also, like, Jacob, you were saying that your relationship's complicated. With me and Pearl, I'm her mom and her girlfriend. Like, it's both. And her and I both know that. And
you
it's
think
safe.
There's a romantic like, I know what, attachment?
There is.
Have you
and
seen,
sexual.
Not sexual, please don't say that. But if you
that's
see
not how
way,
Pearl sees it. That's not how Pearl sees it.
If you see the
Pearl
way that
wants
Pearl
you.
Kisses me, there's like the kissing is really wild.
And you say it's like, not sexual. And you say it's not sexual.
I'm not touching my dog, but I wouldn't say she hasn't thought about it.
But honey, she's touched you.
Charlie's always touched.
I've never thought about what my dog thinks I am to him. Because
you should journal to this.
Oh my god! Because I mean, in my mind, I'm like, right, like I'm his parent. But then, whenever I have a guy over, he flips out. Like if I kiss someone, he can hear it from across the house, and he runs full speed in to ruin it.
You're together. You're romantically with.
Hey Oren, I have one question. Are you poly secure with your dog?
No.
And if you're not, fix it.
Is it because I let him sleep in the bed? Should I make him sleep in his own bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to break my heart.
Do you guys have like a Jack and Jill sinks and like you like turn off the like night, you both have your own nightstand?
I do love that video of Laurent of your dog just really getting into that baby lamb, the lamb chop stuffed animal.
Yes.
Could watch
he
that.
He sucks on it. He nurses on it.
Wait, speaking of having a sexual relationship with our dogs, which I don't have, but I know that you two share a beautiful sexual relationship with your dogs.
I do not. Demisexual. It's demisexual on my end.
It's not sexual at all on my end.
We don't know that, and you know, I want to be like open to that possibility for you two to express yourselves fully and honestly in this space.
I love her.
Have sex with narcissists, not dogs.
Dogs could be narcissists. But I wanted to say, would this be a good time to I feel like we've talked about our mind, body, and spirit. If we wanted to do some boundary setting.
Boundaries,
I'll
try to say it at the same time.
Are we ready? Or do we want to say it again? Do we want to do it on three or after three?
After three.
One, two, three. Boundaries.
Boundaries. Hey, it was synced on my end. I can't believe I'm doing this whole podcast on my phone that I'm just holding with my hand.
Wouldn't have it any other way. So, okay. Oren, and for like our listeners at home, put your paws up. Sort of after we've had this like very intimate and gorgeous conversation about like mind, body, spirit, our connection, you know, everything, we want to take this time to like practice some radical vulnerability and some shame resilience, of course. I've never experienced shame, so I can't relate to that, of course. But yeah, so we thought it would be very natural to, after this conversation, you know, just set some boundaries with each other, with a concept, with ourselves. So I can actually, because it's like kind of already come up, I can go first with what my boundary is for this week. We've already talked about it. Trader Joe's. I went there. I was going to make the Jennifer Aniston salad, which she actually has come out and said, like, I've never had that salad in my life. but you have to make like the vinaigrette dressing, or not a vinaigrette, just the dressing has lemon juice in it. And you need like 4 lemons to make it. And so I bought like the bag of lemons from Trader Joe's. And like you could, it was like kind of like the bag, like was, it had like the holes in it, whatever. But like there was, it was like, they were so close together that it was basically opaque. I open the bag of lemons whenever I get home, covered in mold.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They were blue lemons. Yeah. And that makes me sick and it's disgusting. And then here's why I got confused. I had to make a vinaigrette at home because I didn't have the lemon juice. And so Trader Joe's, I'm setting a hard boundary with you.
That's great. You're just not going to go.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, no produce. No produce. Because their produce is nasty.
100%.
Yeah, nasty.
I also heard they're randomly like one of like the biggest corporations who like union bust, which I'm just throwing. I guess that's an accusation, allegation.
I've heard that too. Now come to think of it, I've heard that too.
So that's my boundary this week.
That's your boundary. Okay, I think that's healthy.
Do you guys respect my boundary? Do you guys respect my boundary?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I've been saying since the beginning is don't go to that dump. That you dumpster diving if you're going there. Might as well eat Little Caesar's pizza out of the dumpster.
Speaking of dumpster diving, I've been following this woman on TikTok. She's been dumpster diving at Home Goods.
Oh.
Genius.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa. My mind blew my mind. Yeah.
That makes sense. I think my new boundary is I'm not telling people anymore when I'm upset with them. So I actually think
all the time.
I just think that Jacob pointed out to me, he's like, you're the opposite of a no worries girl. Like, I don't say no worries. I say like, actually, yeah, this is a worry. You canceled on me. Like I do that. And I actually think I could do less of it. Cause I think
just letting it go.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok. Where she was saying, let them. And I was like, that is so novel for me because I do often, I'm like, and I understand if it's someone you're really close with and it's like a productive conversation you need to have, but I do think Jacob has heard me left and right, like initiate conversations that like truly like this person doesn't care. So I'm trying to like not do that. And I want to just be kind of more like this kind of girl that's like truly no worries. Like I want to be her. okay.
Well, you have to learn to swallow it. You have to learn to, like, when you start feeling an uncomfortable feeling towards something, their feelings are more important than mine. Their feelings are more important than mine.
Yeah. Maybe I should eat something instead. Yeah, exactly.
What's hard though is balancing, like, swallowing it yet maintaining the throat chakra being wide open. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I did a clairvoyance session for my birthday last year, and she told me, she asked me to say the word power 3 times, and I did, and she was like, that was, like, really hard. Like, that was really hard to hear.
She was like, that's disgusting. That makes me sick to my stomach.
She was like, that's it? Like, that's you saying it? And I was like, oh, I could go again. She's like, don't. I think that I'm trying to work on my power, and I think I give my power away when I'm always telling people that they hurt my feelings.
Oh, interesting.
That makes sense to me. That makes sense.
Yeah. I think I've always thought of that as, like, I would appreciate someone told it to me, but I think sometimes I'm overly direct. I think I'm a little bit too direct. So
I could see
that. I'm trying to work on that.
Whoa.
I uplift and affirm that boundary.
I do too.
You do? Okay.
I do too, and I have to say it's really inspired a boundary for me, which I think is the opposite, because
okay, good.
I also am like, there's no way you could get me to say power 3 times out loud without sounding like a total fucking idiot.
Oren, say power out loud 3 times right now.
No! It won't come out!
Oren, say it now.
It's so crazy
There's no way. Part of my little freak out this morning was I was thinking about this scene in this show that I'm in where I have to have this, like, angry outburst. And last night at rehearsal, the director was like, who you guys know, Jensen, was like, have you never yelled at somebody before? And it was so humiliating because I was like, I really haven't. Like, actually what I do is, like, I get mad and I go on my computer and I, like, write something nasty. Like, I've sent emails before, but I've sent 4-page single space, like, letters absolutely destroying people. Yeah, I've ruined lives, but not face to face. I gotta have a couple weeks to work on it. So I feel, even, like, as I'm on HRT and, like, as my voice is changing, I feel so much tension. And I think a lot of it is emotional. And I think it's because I'm never telling people when they upset me. I'm always like, it's fine. I can handle it. I can handle it on my own. And maybe I need to start speaking up.
I'm giving some of that to you.
Give it to me. I take it. And
Oren,
I
what's
give
your
to
sign?
Me. I'm an Aquarius.
Ah, I'm an Aquarius rising. Air signs. Of course, we're like, it's fine, it's fine. Yeah. We're just going to, like, let it go. Like, wait, everyone on this chat's an air sign.
I don't let it go. Are you joking?
It's all three air signs. Whoa.
I grasp on like I'm holding onto the back of the truck as it drives away. I'm never letting go. Like, it's visceral.
Don't you have Earth in your chart?
Scorpio moon.
For some reason, I thought you were a Capricorn moon. But I think this is Scorpio moon that's...
Capricorn rising.
There's your problem, love.
But, Oren, I support and validate that, and I want you to speak up more. And I want you to tell us, like, if you are mad at us right now.
Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
Oren, do you have any boundaries you want to set with either of us?
No.
Hey, Oren, we're actually going to want you to set some boundaries with us right now.
No, thank you.
Okay.
We get an email later.
In 3 weeks, you get a 6-page email absolutely eviscerating you.
Oren, I have loved having you on. Annie has been messaging me separately being like, can we wrap this up?
This is a mistake.
Our instinct was right. Our intuition was right. Our vortexes were in the receiving mode whenever we both, like, simultaneously said, Oren has to be the first guest on Dr. Diva. And so, like, now to wrap it up, we understand. Do you want to plug what you have coming up for the listeners?
Yes. So I'm doing a play that I wrote, and it's the first 2 weekends of April. So it's the Friday and Saturday, the 5th and 6th, and then Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th.
Where's it at?
It's at this like warehouse. We're turning a warehouse in Koreatown into a theater. Jensen is currently there doing construction, rigging lights, putting up curtains. It's going to be so cool. He got like food trucks. There's going to be a bar. We have a Mezcal sponsorship. So there's going to be like, going to be so cool.
Where can people get tickets?
They can get tickets at the link in my bio on Instagram or Jensen's as well.
We can also post the link to it when we post this podcast.
Maybe post it because I'm like, it's not like a, it's like on, I don't know.
It's not like a venue, but you'll be able, you buy the tickets directly on the site.
Yeah, if you go to my page, that you can find them there for sure. Woo-hoo. Yeah, because it's not a venue. Thank you guys for having me on. I'm so insecure. I'm like, oh my God, it's horrible.
That's why we have a producer.
Well, my Instagram, I'm like pulling it up. Like, I can't remember it. Yes, I can. it's my name is really annoying. It's at MagiCalCagne. I need to change it. It's not magical anything. It's Maggie Calcane, which I don't even go by anymore. And it's confusing.
I didn't realize that's how your last name was pronounced.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's Calcagne, but I'm not that stupid. Yeah. I'm a little classier than that.
Well, I wish I could see this play. It sounds amazing. And it sounds like not just because you're like, I think one of the funniest working comics of our time. And I'm not just saying that, but like, it sounds like you're not just putting on an amazing performance, but like the whole experience with like the food trucks and everything. Yes. It's going to be a really cool time for everyone.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not just like funny, it's also kind of like scary and like drama, and there's original music, there's like a whole like, yeah, there's like a whole bed bug situation, there's like a dance piece, like it's like for real, like a whole thing. That's why I'm freaking out. I think I bit off more than I can chew.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be amazing.
You're gonna pull it off. Thanks, I already know. I have no doubt.
Are you guys plugging anything?
Just my monthly show at Eli T Bar here in Chicago and Andersonville. Come hang out. Come see me.
And then I'm doing my show again, Night Night, at PDA.
Oh my
gosh. April 21st. So I
wait,
think
that's the
gonna be on it.
That's the next day of my show, April 21st.
Okay, so LA and Chicago, ooh, you guys both have things to be on.
That's crazy, you guys.
Yeah, I'm so happy you could be on this, and I'm. My technical difficulties. I apologize. But we're here.
I saw it coming.
Same.
From a mile away. Alrighty. Well, thank you all for listening to Dr. Diva. And tune into more episodes coming up in the future. We already have our next few guests lined up. I think it's going to be pretty awesome vibes.
And stay amazing.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Dr. Diva is hosted by Annie Parody and me, Jacob Crow. It is edited and produced by Ali Kiltz. Music is by Austin Schauer, and Billy Buck did our show art.